Day 137, judging a victor. We in the church look at a man's circumstances in order to judge how much of a victor that man is. That is wrong, and it makes those of us who don't measure up to a certain elusive standard of victory feel like victims, as quoted from the book Victor, Breaking Free from a Victim-Based Society by John H. Hovis, page 40. Circumstances are such a lousy means of judging the extent of whether a person is a victor in God's eyes or not. How can I say this with such conviction? It is because of how God treated Jesus that makes me believe God has a totally different perspective when it comes to the victor's life. Check out today's Bible reading. And suddenly a voice came from heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Matthew 3:17, New King James Version. On its own, this verse doesn't speak much about circumstances and God's view of his Son as a victor. You have to realize that, up to this point, Jesus hadn't done a single thing worthy enough to be written about in the Bible. God was saying, "Check out my Son. I am so proud of him." He wasn't proud because of what Jesus did. He was proud because of who Jesus was. It was Jesus' identity as God's child that made God proud. It's the same with us. Our standing with God is in no way connected with what we have done or will do for him. Our standing is complete because of our walk with God, not because what we do as we walk with him. It will always be a temptation for us to look first to accomplishment and circumstance to judge a person's standing. Sometimes that's the prudent thing to do in this world. In God's economy, accomplishment and circumstance play such a different role when it comes to identity. Our identity as God's child is secure, and that's what makes us a victor. There's one word in today's Bible verse that we absolutely must hold onto as we face a world that is judging us based on how well we do. That word is beloved. Jesus wasn't God's son. He was God's beloved son. That's what we are as we give our lives to God. We are his beloved son or daughter. There is power in that word beloved. The victim thinker might be God's son or daughter, but he or she doesn't believe they are God's beloved son or daughter. Victim thinkers are trying to earn that title of beloved. Hang on to the fact that you, a victor in God's eyes, are the beloved. It isn't what you do that makes you God's beloved. It is who you are. Living this kind of life can make today different when it comes to victor living versus victim thinking.